Hello, Mr. Man. Hi. I'm working. I'm sorry. No food till this is done.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's, what is it, 10 after the hour here, and I got so many things I'm having to fix here, make sure that I can be heard over there in Boston. We've got Dr. Keith Saunders on the line from MassCan Normal. Are you hearing me okay, Keith?
I'm hearing you just fine, Russ.
Go ahead and kill your camera, so we'll save some bandwidth that way, because we are a radio show. Despite your stunning good looks, it's not going to help us.
Thank you so much.
So I've been filling the audience in on the basics of the story, that Kevin Sabet showed up at this forum. He pulled a propaganda stunt with a couple of bags of candy. He claimed one of them was THC-infused. He left them on the table, turned away, and the next thing he knows, they're missing, and you're the man to blame. So give us your perspective. Oh. How'd this all go down?
Well, all I know is that somebody that I know has Kevin Sabet's candies.
Aha! Fantastic.
I was in attendance for the evening. I had a great time, very well informed. It was a stacked panel. There were a couple of antis, and then there were two, I'm on the fences, and I'm on science. And I have to say, the folks from Colorado, the Colorado director of the Colorado program, as well as the doctor who was doing research, were very fair in their assessments. And they did counter Mr. Sabet regularly and often, as it is the case. And everything went well. At some point in time, those candies were unsecured, and they have been put into my possession and then transferred into somebody else's possession here in Massachusetts, who, because of, you know, how it works with cannabis, friends have friends and friends of friends have testing labs. And they have the ability to determine whether there or not THC or CBD or THCHV or THCO, all sorts of stuff. We can test this thing to the nth degree.
Fantastic. It's gonna happen. This is amazing. Yes. So give us the feel for the event. I mean, I've seen Kevin at numerous events. I've actually debated him at one. And I think video doesn't quite capture the feel of the room. Like, were people buying any of his bullshit? Were there obvious disgruntled people?
He has sycophants, and he employs them. And he employs them as he may obtain them. But by and large, his presentation is without much merit and without much science. And when challenged by facts, he retreats back into hyperbole and fear-mongering. We were told that we were going to have kids smoking pot at the bus stop. And that was refuted immediately by the director of the Colorado program, who said that, no, we actually have seen a decline in youth rates. It's the same old story, same old song and dance. He's marching out the puppy and the pony. And it's kind of like somebody trying to sell you, I don't know, timeshares and some type of a bad condo.
So the video is available through WGBH. We've got it posted out at weednews.co, and you can watch the whole thing. Kevin's gummy bear stunt happens about 33 minutes and 21 seconds into the video. as I watched toward the end of the video, it showed the thing kind of winding down and the panel is starting to get up. But can you describe what happened after the panel concluded, and particularly Kevin Sabet's reaction when he realizes his gummies are gone?
Well, he was circulating among the crowd. I mean, apparently he said he had two plastic bags, you know, the Ziploc type of bags, that he claimed that one of them had infused THC products in them and the other one didn't. And he presented them to the audience. He made a big show about it. He then put them down and then picked them up and presented them to Madeline Martinez, a fellow normal board member, both bags, claiming that one of them had THC in them, and took them back from her and put them back on the dais. And it was circulating after the whole thing, the event was happening, and the next thing I know, I'm standing in the area, and somebody hands me and says, "These are Kevin Sabat's bags." And I looked to the area where he had put them, and there was nothing there. So, and they looked very much like the ones that he had. So I said, "Okay, well, it looks very much like the ones that he had." And then later, a few minutes later, just a few, like one or two, I heard him talking about somebody took my candies, my edibles. The edibles, and he's concerned about them. He's looking around for them. He asked for somebody to provide him with video that he might find. And I, believe it or not, Russ, I found out tonight that a Fox 25 News Boston reporter has contacted a third party who had been in attendance, and she was asking. She says she has video of somebody taking that stuff that looks a lot like me. I don't know. I haven't seen the video. But, I mean, I am a white man. I'm about 6 feet tall. I have brown hair, brown eyes. I'm not, I mean, if she can identify me by my clothing or some other type of identifiable characteristic, then sure, I'll cop to it. But what I know is that Kevin Sabat claimed to have presented more than an ounce of activated THC-infused product that he held in his hands and said that he challenged us to find which one had THC and which one didn't. And I have those. And so I am taking them to a testing lab in Massachusetts that tests for the labs in Massachusetts, for the grow sites in Massachusetts, is licensed in Massachusetts to test such things. And I'm not going to name them right now. They might want to be affiliated, but they might not. I understand completely. But regardless, we're going to find out whether there are any THC, you know, molecules inside of that product. And if so, I think that Mr. Sabat deserves to explain to the people of Massachusetts why he either imported them and violated federal law, or why he violated Massachusetts law and obtained well more, I've touched them both, well more than an ounce, which is above the decriminalization measure in Massachusetts, or why it was that he was falsely presenting that he was proffering cannabis products that did not have any cannabis in them. But that doesn't matter. In fact, the funny thing is, if I have 1 ounce, just under 1 ounce of pure THC in Massachusetts, I have a $100 fine. It will be confiscated from me, and there will be no record after I pay it. Everything will be okay. But what Mr. Sabat, Dr. Sabat, did is he procured more than 1 ounce, and that doesn't apply. He is a... he's committed a misdemeanor at the very least, and actually, by passing those materials to Madeline Martinez, my fellow board member at Normal, both bags, one of which he claimed had THC, one of which he says doesn't, but regardless, he claimed one of them has THC. He committed a felony, but I don't want to see anybody arrested for marijuana offenses. So I'm going to be a better man than Dr. Sabat. I'm going to be a better man, and I'm going to say he doesn't deserve to be arrested for his transgression, for his willful disobedience of the law. I would just say that if he continues to attempt to persecute those of us who do things that he claimed he did, he deserves to be treated to the fullest extent of punishment possible, including, solitary confinement, restrictions on communications, the worst things that we've ever done to anybody that has ever done anything with regard to marijuana law. He deserves that because, he thought it wasn't a problem. He thought the law doesn't apply to him. And he wants it to be applied to other people.
Yeah. It's an amazing story. We've got the video, the transcripts, and some shareable memes posted up at weednews.co. Check those out. And Kevin Saunders from Mascan Normal, thanks for doing this. Thanks for alerting us to the story. And make sure you keep us apprised as to what happens with the testing.
It's Keith Saunders, Russ.
I'm sorry? What did I say?
You called me a different person who's out in California.
Sorry about that. Not that guy. Keith Saunders. Thank you so much. There's three different Sean McAllisters, too. It's not easy.
My friend. We have the same enemy, and the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and you and I have always been friends, so we're good.
Thank you so much, Keith. Appreciate it so much, and it was a great time out at the Boston Freedom Rally last weekend. Thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you, Russ.
Boot to the head.
All right, folks, that sound means...
Ow, you booted me in the head!
...that you just got a boot to the head. Because it's 4:20 here in the Pacific Time Zone. Time for us to take our union-mandated safety briefing. When we come back, we'll discuss this Sabet gummy gate just a little bit more. Plus, I've got some other stories to tell you about. We've got the International Cannabis Business Conference taking place in Vancouver. Alex Rogers joins us to discuss that next.